The Siyata Shmaya, today's daf is Kuf Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. If I'm not mistaken, 163rd daf in Shas. We have a daf and a quarter to do, but the daf itself is pretty short. And this is a beautiful daf. From diagrams, it looks a little scary in the beginning if you're looking at the diagram books, but it's really not too difficult. We're going to start all the way up on Kuf on the base with the status of the yam that we saw last time as a carmelis, and now we're going to discuss the status of a ship that's sitting in that carmelis, carrying between ships, carrying on the sea, and that's going to bring us to certain rules of mechitzas. Mechitzas from the bow of the ship, mechitzas in terms of good asik mechitzas, and that's going to take us through daf kuf aleph in terms of how we construct the walls vis-a-vis the ship. And then we are going to discuss carrying between ships that's brought up in the Mishnah and many details of that on Kuf Aleph on the base. Zok de'elegin Mishnah. Hazorik min ha'yam li'yaboshu min ha'yaboshu li'yam. If someone throws from the sea that we learned yesterday is considered a carmelis, we refalpel yesterday why it's a carmelis, and to the land, which would be Rosh Hashayachid, or min ha'yaboshu li'yam, min ha'yam misfinu, min ha'svinu li'yam, min ha'svinu l'chaverta potter. In all of those cases, since it is a carmelis that's involved, so then it's going to be an iser drabon. Potter, of course, is potter avalasser, and we'll have to discuss what exactly is the iser of going from one sfina to a next. The next, we'll leave that b'siyata d'shmaya for the Gemara to discuss. Sfinos kshuros zubazu, but if you have the two ships that are attached, so then they're considered as one rishus. So then, metalta mizulazu. Imeinon kshuris, but if they're not tied together, afal pisha mukafos, e metaltalin mizulazu. But even if they're surrounding each other, right next to each other, nevertheless, the halacha is that one is not allowed to metaltal from one ship to the next. Now, the Gemara has an interesting question. Once we've turned the Svina into a separate rishus, so then we've got a problem of taking water from the ocean, which we learned yesterday on the Mishnah above, there's a carmelis. So how are you going to take water from the ocean into a ship? So here we have a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Itmar Sfina. Rav Huna Amar Motzin Himenu Ziz Kosher. Umemali. No problem, you could take the bucket from the ship, lower it down, and take water, and all you need is stam a heker of a Ziz Kosher. Mirtz Hashem, in a couple months, we'll be learning Erevin, that there are times that even though you're going from one rishus to the next, all you need is a heker. For example, the Mishnah in Erevin describes when you have going from a mavui. So there you just need, to be able to carry in the mavui, you need just a heker ba'alma. So there are times that you don't need a full mechitzas. So as long as you have a heker, that's going to be acceptable. The Gemara is going to need to explain why it is that a heker is going to be acceptable. Rav Chizda Rav Farabah Rav Huna Amri Oisa Makom Arba. No, you're going to need to make a box of Arba Tvachim, and then you're going to lower the bucket through that Rishus. Is that clear? You make like this box, so now that entire area becomes a Rishus Hayachid. Outside of the ship, you create a box, and you lower the bucket inside of that. Even if the box's walls don't go all the way down to the ocean floor, that's not going to be a problem. The ocean itself, not, for sure not going to go back to the ocean floor, but it doesn't even have to hit the ocean because we have a rule of good asik mechitzas. But when it comes to the sheet of Rav Huna, you don't even need to do that. You don't need to create this rishus. Rav Huna, Amar Motzi, Menuzis, Kol Shulman, Mali, why does Rav Huna say this? Kasavar, he holds Carmelis me'ara mashchina va'avira makom p'turhu. He holds that the area above the water is considered a makom p'tur. Why? Because he holds that the area of the yam, that's the carmelis, starts from the ocean bed, the ocean floor. So the carmelis is on the ocean floor. So if the carmelis is on the ocean floor, everything above is a makom p'tur. And really, technically, all you're doing is taking the water from a makom tur. Ubedinu deziz nami loy lebay. You really don't even need deziz. El kehecha de lahavilei heker. But there's a requirement of a heker. What's the heker? That you should remember that the ocean is a carmelis. In other words, you can't go fishing on the bottom of the ocean floor. that would be taking it from a carmelis. So in such a case, even though there's really no problem taking from makom p'tur, nevertheless over here it's going to be mutter. Chizda rabba ravuna army osim makom arba. They hold no, you need to make a separate rishus. Umemale, they hold kasavri carmelis misvas maya mashchina. The carmelis begins from the tip of the water, the top of the water. Maya arasa michta, and the earth, the ocean floor is covered by water. And therefore it's not an active carmelis. The active carmelis only begins above the water. So ila the makmar ba, and if you're not going to make a place of ba, come atakl mikarmelis lushasiyachid, you're carrying from a carmelis to rishasiyachid. Amalir of Nachman, li rabba baravua ularafuna. The Amar Moitzi means is kolshu. According to Shita Rav Huna, that says that all you need is a kolshu, umemale, and then you could fill up zimnin delek asara. Wait a second. You could be so confident about this. There are times that it's not going to be 10 deep. The kometalatel in the karmelis rishus hayachid. Wait a second. What happens if you're in shallow water? So you're not going to realize that you're in shallow water, and you're going to be filling up from water on to the ground. Amalei Gamrinan, he answered 7 lines from the bottom, the Ein Svinam Aleches Pachas Me Arba, that the ship doesn't go on an area that's less than ten tefachim from the ground. In other words, the ship just b'metzius. All ships don't go on an area of water where there's only ten tefachim or less of water. So therefore, you're never going to have the state of carmelis where you're going to dip down a bucket in that case. Says the Gemara of Amursha Islay, but the ship does have it nose. It has a bow, and that bow actually could go in very, very shallow area. Right? Just think about it. That's why the ship has a bow. The main part of the ship goes a lot deeper, but the front of the ship actually could go a lot further into area which is a lot more shallow. So the Gemara says, what about that? Amar of Safra. Rav Safra answers, Gishushe Azle Kameh. In front of the ship goes people who measure out the area in front of the ship when it gets into port, and you'll never have that phenomenon in which it's within 10 tefachim. Okay, so now let's go back to the other day. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Le Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Bar Avuna Damri Osim Makom Arba Umemale, according to the Shita that says, No, a hecker is not enough. You need to do more. Shofchin di ra di day hechi sharle. How do you throw things out from the ship? How do we throw refuse out of the ship? So if we're taking out our water from this box, which gives us a rishus, you don't throw all the refuse in the place that you take the water. So does that mean you can't throw any refuse from a ship on Shabbos? That the Gemara doesn't think is possible. V'chitem d'shadulei ba'isam makoim. If you're going to say, well, they just pour out the refuse the exact same place. Here the problem, of course, is that you're going to be pouring from Rishus HaYachin into a Karmelis. When you're taking out the water, you're taking from a Karmelis into Rishus HaYachin. Here you're going to be pouring from Rishus HaYachin into a Karmelis. Says the Gemara, d'shadulu adafna d'svina. No, you pour it out on the wall of the ship itself. And therefore, somehow that's mutter. Why? Because you didn't pour it directly into the carmelis. You poured it first on the wall of the ship, and then it falls into the carmelis. Asamar v'ika koichai. But what about the fact that his koich is used? Says Gemara, koichai the carmelis lo gazru. So, enachanami, koichai is aser. You're not allowed to pour on your wall. Rav Dovi lives upstairs. It would be aser for Rav Dovi to pour something on the wall of the outside of the building over here if it went into a Rishus HaRabim. If it didn't go into a Rishus HaRabim, you need to be in Falpa, what's Rechov Rav Elio? But if it didn't go into Rosh Hashanah, then in such a case, it would be mutter because Kocho is just a Gzeira. In other words, really the Isser would be for Avdovi to throw into Rosh Hashanah. For him to throw on his wall that goes into Rosh Hashanah, that's Kocho. It's not the Isser Daraisa. But that's also Midrabanan. Gzeira Atu, he's going to come to throw in Rosh Hashanah. But into a Carmelis, that's going to be entirely mutter. Umanat Amra, and how do we know? Desanya Svina Eimetalklin, Loi Misaych Eliyam, Veloi Minayam. The Brisa says that you can't be metalto from one to the next. Reb Yehuda Omer, Amuka Asara, Ve'en Gavoa Asara. If it's 10 deep, but it's not 10 high, metalto Misoch Aliyam, Why is it that you can't go from the yam inside? The Gemara asks me, something is missing over here. Why is it that it's only mutter in one direction, but us in the other direction? No, we're talking about pouring out on the edge. We're talking about pouring on the edge where you're getting rid of the refuse, and that's going to be mutter. When you're pouring out the refuse, ushmamina, the kochel, the karmelis, lo gazer, ushmamina. So if we're talking about drawing water, so then the halacha is that's only mutter if you do mechitzas. And if you don't, it's going to be aser. But if we're talking about the refuse, we're talking about pouring out through kochel, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. And the Gemara now begins a new case. The Gemara's new case are race boats. Race boats that are thin and narrow. Very, very thin and narrow. So now the shaila is going to be, how do we look at them? Are those considered separate reshuyos? Because they're thin and they're narrow, are they going to be reshuyos as well? I guess canoes and so on. Amar Rav Huna, Hani Bitzisa Dimesha. These small ships that go in the river of Mishan. Ein metaltalin behen. The halacha is that one cannot be metaltal. Ela barba, only within four amis. In other words, it doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaYachid, even though most ships that are 10 and 4 tall do have a din of Rishus HaYachid. These don't have a Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because they don't have a Chelek HaTachton. It narrows very, very quickly. Take a look at Rashi. Ein Metalkon B'socha. Delav Rishus HaYachidinu She'ein Barachman Arba Milamata. It doesn't have a width of 4 at the bottom. Think of the Indian canoes. Think of the small race boats. So those are very, to create more, oh gosh, there's an expression in English, to make it more go with the wind, I forgot what it's called. Shein barachman arba milamata fichachay mechitzas al mechitzas. That is not, there is no, they're narrow on the bottom to make them something. And since they're narrow at the bottom, they don't have mechitzos. Okay, says the Gemara, V'lo amaron she'ein bepachos mishosh arba, aval yesh bepachos migimel arba less lamba. What happens is slow. I remember the word to make it aerodynamic. So they make it narrow on the bottom to make it aerodynamic. But what happens if they only made it narrow on the bottom that it's aerodynamic? If it there's before the end of the boat, there still is four tfachim. It's a four tfachim width. And then it quickly narrows only within three tfachim of the bottom. So that means that it's within three tfachim, it still is four amis. So then in such a case, less lamba. Then in such a case, then it's considered rishus hayachid. V'imalinu koni v'arvini, less lamba. Also, if you fill up the space within the boat, so then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem, because then the mechitzas are considered higher up. Maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has the following question. This is a fascinating conceptual question in terms of how you look at mechitzas. So here a visual might be helpful. Here is our visual. Let's say we have our aerodynamic boat, and on the one hand, over here at this stage, in the middle of the boat, it's wide, okay? And it's wide enough, let's say, to become Rishus HaYachid. And then it narrows towards the bottom. It narrows towards the bottom. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it from the bottom? And from the bottom, it's not wide enough, it's not for to be able to be Rishus HaYachid. On the other hand, from the top, it is. So why don't you draw down the mechitzas? Remember, we just discussed previously the concept of good asik mechitzas. So if you look at it from the over here, and you drew down these mechitzos, then it would be wide enough. But from the bottom, it's not wide enough. So why do you assume, the Gemara assume, that from the bottom it's not wide enough? Maskif lo. Rav Nachman, v'leim good achis mechitzah. So why don't we say that you were able to drop the mechitzas? Previously, I, by mistake, was talking about dropping the mechitzas down. I said good asik. Good asik means to go up. Good achis means to go down. V'leim good achid mechitzah. So why don't we say the mechitzas go down? Milo tam Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda Amar noatz koner b'rishus haram. If a person puts a rod in rishus haram, uberosho traskel, and on top of that rod you have a basket, V'zorak v'nochal gabov, and then he throws something on top of that basket. So what do we say? Chayiv, the halach is yichayiv. Why? The basket itself is not sitting on mechitzos. It's sitting on this narrow thing. Amrina. It must be because we draw down the mechitzos. So if we have the trasko, so this would be the example of the trasko. This is a very versatile thing. So here you have the pole. Here you have the trasko that's sitting on top. So if you look at the basket by itself, the basket is sitting on something that doesn't have four mechitzos, but mechitzos of four. But if you draw down the mechitzos from the basket, so then you have the entire thing is four wide. Over here, it's not four wide. But if you draw it down from here, then in such a case, you're going to have good asik mechitzos. So the Gemara says that we learn by trasko that you're chayav. Alma amrina good asik mechitzos. Hachinami says the Gemara, name a good achas mechitzas. Here too, we should also say good achas mechitzas. Says Rav Yosef, a kasha on your kasha. Maskif la Rav Yosef, v'lo shemilu lahad amr Rav Yudah amr Rav, v'matabah mishum Rav Yechiyav etani Allah, v'chachamim paitrim. No! Not everybody agrees with that. You just mentioned the opinion of the Tanakhama. V'chachamim holds that you don't drop the mechitzas by the trasko. So too over here, you're not going to drop the mechitzas. And therefore, this aerodynamic boat is not wide enough on the bottom, even though it's wider on top. You can't drop the mechitzas from there. So far, so good, Rabosai? Beautiful. That's the Gemara's dechia. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, no, I don't like your dechia on the kasha. Says, Amar le Abaye, va'ato tizbra, va'atanya, amud b'rshus ram gvay asarav rachav dalet, ve'en bi'ikare dalet. If you have an amud that's four wide, but its base is not four, v'yesh b'ketzer shelo gimel, and then it has three below, v'zarek v'nachal gabel chayiv, you're chayiv. A very similar type of case like this. Alma amrin, that we had above. Alma amrin, good achas mechitzas. We do draw down the chitzas. Hachinami good achas mechitzas. So the Gemara says, if that's so, then why didn't you draw down the mechitzas when it came to the trasko? Says Gemara, me the yiriya, no. How can you compare this? Hasam havela mechitza shagdiim boikin ba. No, the problem over there when it came to the trasko, the mechitza is not going to work because goats could run underneath. So even though halachically we say good asik mechitzas, the only time we have good asik mechitzas is where the goats don't break those mechitzas. It's very nice to have that halachic phenomenon, but the mitzius needs to support it and not contradict it. If there are gedim that run underneath, so then it's going to contradict it. Hacha havela mechitza sheina gedim bokim bo. However, over here, when it comes to the case of the amud arba arba, where the bottom is narrow, so then in such a case, it's not high enough for the balei chayim to go underneath, because it's not as high as the amud that we had before, and therefore, in such a case, havle mechitza, shein agdim bokim bokim. The gdim don't go underneath, and therefore, you'll be allowed to say good asik. Therefore, what comes out from this Gemara is that einachanami, that you should say that when it comes to the power boat with the aerodynamics, you would have to measure good asik mechitzas, and if you're able to measure good asik mechitzas, then it's going to be Rishus HaYachid. Says the Gemara, wait a second. If there's nothing that's going under the boat in the slant, in that power aerodynamic area, there is something like Gedeon Bokimbo, but they're not Gedeon, they're fish. Amalei Ravacha, Breda Ravacha, Ravashi, Gavi Svina Nami, Ha'ika B'kiyas Dogim. Mamas just switch, we need some Hasidic Shavart on this. Just switch the Dalet and the Gimel. Gedi and Dogim. So we need to, all right. I had a Talmud, Rav Aaron, you enjoy these sociological, historical points. I have a Talmud, Kivi Naiman. Did I mention this to you? Kivi Naiman is younger than you. He was in my shir maybe 9, 10 years ago. And I punched in Daf Yomi, and I see he's giving Pnimius on the Daf. Pnimius on Daf. Every single Daf, at least he did this in Brachos, he was saying Kabbalah and Chassidus. I'm listening to it, and it's like Lahavdil, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu, going into the shir of Rabbi Akiva. He's talking this Pnimius and Kabbalah. It sounds fantastic. But I don't even understand it. He has these Marmakomas and Kabbalah that I wasn't even familiar with. So a great, tremendous nachas. So anyhow, this is for Kivi to do. That Gedeim and Dogim, Gedeim Bokimbo and Dogim Bokimbo, that, take a look, I recommend it. It's fascinating. So then he called me up and he asked me a question. I said to him, you shouldn't be asking me questions. Your Torah is above me. Amazing. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Rav Acha Rav Ashi Gabi Svina Nami Hayika Bikias Dogim. So over here you have the Bikias Dogim. Amalei Bikias Dogim Loshme Bikia. When it comes to the Dogim, that's not called breaking the Mechitzas. In other words, when the goats run underneath those Mechitzas, that's called breaking. But when you're talking about Dogim, so then that doesn't break. It says the Gemara, not Dimra, Dibay Minei Rabbi Tavla. Mar meiravin mechitza tsluya mahu shetatir birachava. If you have a hanging mechitza, will that be matir a churva? Will that be matir inside of a building? It's just hanging. Amar v'amarle, and he said to him, ein chutz mechitza tsluya mataris. It's not matir ela b'mayim, but it would be matir b'mayim. Why? Kalu shekil chachamim b'mayim. The chachamim say that when it comes to mayim, that we're going to be mekel. Now, what is this case of mayim? So, if you take a look, for those of you who have the art scroll, this is a complicated sugya in Erevin. When I was looking ahead about the upcoming daf, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this daf yet. But I realized it's just very, very short. This is an extremely complicated sugya in Erevin, but we don't need to do any part of the complicated stuff. The only thing you need to know is that there are times in Erevin that you build a box and you lower a bucket through and you pick it up, which is very, very similar to what we had in our Mishnah. Now, this is a mechitza tzluya. It's hanging. So the halacha is that a mechitza tzluya, if you have a hanging mechitza, that is not matir inside of a building. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second. So when we say you're not allowed to stick your head out of your porch, and that's the complicated sugya in Erevin, sticking your head out of a porch and dropping a bucket into the well that's next to your building, so there the halacha is that the mechitza tzluya is matir. V'amai ha'ika b'kiyas dogim. But wait a second, you're drawing all the mechitzas down, and there in Erevin you draw it into the water. It's a little bit different than our sugya. There you're drawing it into the water. So what about b'kiyas dogim? So the answer is, we don't consider b'kiyas dogim as a problem. Beautiful. Okay, we had in our Mishnah, Sfinos Kshuros. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have two boats that are tied together, so then you can be metaltel the chayfetz on Shabbos from one boat to the next. Says Mark Shita, it's Pashit. What's the chiddush? The two boats are attached. The Gemara originally suggests that that we're talking about there is a large boat in between them. That, in other words, you have two boats that are large boats, and then there's a small boat that's smushed in between them, like a tugboat. So you have two large boats that are attached, and a tugboat that's in between. So the chiddush over here is that in such a case, then you're allowed to be metaltel from it as well. Amar le Rav Safra. Oh, another reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar le Rav Safra, Moshe. Rav Safra said to Ravi, he called him Moshe. In other words, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Moshe is being the ultimate Rebbe. Shapir Kamrit, Metaltel Mizu Lezutna. You're saying there's a third boat and you're being Metaltel? That's not at all Mashma in the Mishnah. What's Mashma in the Mishnah is you're being Metaltel between one boat and the next. Where does the Mishnah talk about a tugboat? You create a Kimta of a tugboat. It doesn't say that. It says Metaltel Mizu Lezu, one from the next. El Omer of Safri, so he says, Moshe, I don't like your pshat. El Omer of Safri, La Yitzricha, El Ola Arev, Ulataltel Mizu Lezu. No, we're talking about creating an Erev and carrying from one to the next. We're talking about two Sfinos that are owned by two different people. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. That the Mishnah is saying you could be, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is you could be Metaltel Mizu Lezu, that even though one person owns one boat, another person owns another boat, nevertheless, once you make the Erev, you're going to be able to be Metaltel between one and the next. Uka desayin sfinos kshur zu bezu, marvin metaltlan zu lezu, nifsiku. But if they're broken apart, even if they made an Erev, mesru, then it's aser. Why? Because then you have the din derabbanan that you're being metaltel from two different reshuyos that they were gozer on. Chazur v'niskashu, but if they're tied again, bein shaygin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein mutin, whether they did intentionally or not, chazur l'heter rishon, they return back to its original heter. Now this is an interesting chiddush, Rabosai, and that is that even though you're not allowed to tie the boats together, sometimes the tying is going to be an isur d'oraisa, time will be an isur d'rabbanan, right? You're not allowed to tie knots. A knot that holds two boats together is going to be usur. It's not a necktie knot. Those are serious knots. Nevertheless, the halacha is, even though it was done, whether he did it b'shogeg, that he didn't know it was usur, made a mistake, or he even did it b'mezid. Once they're tied back together, boom, the chiddush over here is that you have the heter, that the heter returns. So even if it got separated on Shabbos, v'chein machtzalos haprusos, the rishus harabim, the same applies to reeds that are reeds that are hanging down into the rishus harabim. Ma'arvin l'taltlim izulazu, then they could create separate rishuyos, and if they're attached, but niglavu, if they're separated nesru, then it no longer works. Chazuv and Ifarshu, if they're again put together, Bein Shogun Bein Meizim Bein Meizim, Chazuv Eterim Rishon, Shekol Mechitza Shenaseh B'Shabbos, if you have a Mechitza was made on Shabbos, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Meizit Shema Mechitza, in such a case, it's going to be considered as a Mechitza. The Gemara says, Eini, is that true? V'Amar Rav Nachman Lo Shanu El Elizro, that maybe it's considered as if the Mechitza made it on Shabbos, that works for throwing. But being metaltel is going to be asur. And the brisa, it said, that is mashma, that chazru latira l'rishon, that's entirely mutter. So Gemara says, ki itmar de Rav Nachman, amazed itmar. When did Rav Nachman say that we made a gzera? That you can't be metaltel, that fellow that made these mechitzas be'isur, be'mezid. So then you can't be metaltel. But in general, all other cases, it's mutter, because really a mechitza that's made on Shabbos would be matir you to carry in that area, to be zorik in the area. And again, coming back to our Mishnah, sfinos kshuros, if you have two different sfinos to two different people, if they're tied together, it's going to be mutter to carry, even if as long as an erev is made. Even if they were separated from each other, if they're reattached, one can carry one from the next. Now we're talking about the two kshuros, the two svinos that are kshuros. How do they need to be tied? The Gemara is going to contrast the way boats need to be tied when it comes to Shabbos versus the way boats need to be tied for Tumah V'Tahara. Amar Shmuel, afilu kshuros b'chut hasarba, even if they're tied together with the string of a sweater. In other words, even a very, very casual knot is going to be enough. Says the Hechidam. If you found a very, very good thread and it could hold two boats together, pshita, then of course it's considered attached. And if it can't hold them together, amai, then how could it work? Says the no, we're talking about that it could hold the boats together. Shmuel is coming to preclude that Hilcha Shabbos is different than another din that Shmuel himself had taught. The literal translation is not correct. Shmuel lafuki min afshei, Shmuel to say that he's wrong. It's not that Shmuel is going to say he's wrong, but rather is going to preclude another halacha in another area of Shas that Shmuel had taught. Rav Dovi was Rav Willig's meshiv, what's the official title? Teacher's assistant, right? In the yeshiva. So Rav Willig Shlita likes to say that in order to be able to paskin in Hilchos Sukkah, you need to know Hilchos Kalim in Taharis. In order to know Taharis, you need to know Sukkah. And in order to know Nida, you need to know Sukkah and Kalim. And now we can continue. And in order to know Shabbos, you need to know Sukkah, Nida, and Kalim, etc., etc. And that's what to his Rebbe, Rav Shechter Shlita, says that Kol HaTorah Kula Sugya Achas. So this is an example where Shmuel is playing off the exact same halacha, two different things tying each other, but you need to know to compare between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Disnach. So this is where Shmuel's halacha is going to be in Tumah V'Tahara. kashra b'davra hamamida, if you tie two things together with a string that could hold them, maybe la tumah, then one could bring tumah to the next. Let's take a look at Rashi. B'davra hamamida maybe la tumah im haya rosho echad kashra b'olam meis. If the edge of one thing was tied to an olam meis, maybe tumah l'kelim shebesvina. So we're talking again with the ship. So you have one, the ship is tied to an olam meis, so then it brings, it's considered attached. V'lesvina atzma, k'gon svinas hayarden shemekabel tuma, or the svina itself, that's in the yarden, which is mekabel tuma, tumas eretz amim, so it could bring tuma as well. So the point is that tuma is brought through a kesher. Kasher b'dar amida meg latuma. B'davar she'em amida, ein arvim latuma. But if it can't hold it, the two things together, it doesn't bring tuma. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel came along, and he said, not every string, v'huk shekshura b'shalshela shel barzel, that would only work if you have a steel chain. A steel chain is going to bring the tuma from the ship to the Ohel HaMeis and both directions. So the Gemara says that Shmuel said that you need only a chain. Shmuel in Hilcha Shabbos said that the boats are considered attached. Are you able to carry from one to the next as long as the tie is going to stand, even if it's the string of a sweater? Says the Gemara, Hu dichsid b'chalal cherev harei kachalal. When it comes to Tuma, the way in which Tuma is transferred is through metal, chalal cherev. Torah Kedosha says, "V'chol she'igal pnei hashadeh b'chalal cherev." So a sword, we learn, is made out of metal. It is the greatest conduit of tuma. The easy way to remember, of course, is that just like metal conducts heat, metal conducts tuma. Avolini Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, kivin v'yochol amida afilu b'chud asarbo. All you need is just having the string that's going to be able to hold it down. And once you have that, then it's going to be acceptable, even if it's not metal, and even if it's a string of a sweater. The Marashal, it seems to me, Al Regel Achas does a good job by taking out the words Heker Ba'almahu. You don't need to say that all you need is a Heker Ba'alma. All you need to say is that Tumah V'Tahara, the needs, the Chalal Cherev, when it comes to Shabbos, you have the regular Halachos of attachment. And this is considered attached. Look at that, Rabosai. This is skula. You do a daf and a quarter, you do it in 33 minutes. If you do a daf and a half, an omid and a half, then it takes you 45 minutes. Go figure. This b'siyata d'shmaya was daf kuf aleph in Maseches Shabbos.